Norn threw himself into the melee, Stormbolter crashing, his force axe a spinning cascade of psychic fury.
Indus,
he cried.
I am here. Face me if you dare.
Nord became a whirlwind of blade and shell, deep in the mad glory of combat. His body sang with pain from lacerations, toxins, and impact. But still, he fought on, bolstering himself with the power of his own psionic quickening. The shadows of the rage and the thirst were there at his back, reaching for him, ready to take him, and he raced to stay one step ahead. He could not be consumed, not yet. His heavy burden rattled against his chest plate. Soon, he told himself, sensing the red and the black. Very soon. Crossing the bone bridge once more, he shouted his defiance, and the Tyranids replied in kind. Winged fiends and fluttering gas-filled spores fell around him, the gargoyle broods tearing through the air, daring him to attack. He unloaded the Stormbolter, tracer shells cutting magnesium-bright flashes in the dark. But for each he killed, there were 5 more, 10 more, 20. The spores detonated in fetid coughs of combustion, and without warning, the bridge was severed. Nord fell, his weapons lost, down into the pit where the Carnifex lurked. Impact came hard and suffocating, as the Blood Angel sank into a drift of soft, doughy matter collecting around the Hive's egg sacs. Tearing the sticky strings of albumen from his armor, he tore free and faced his foe.
You should have fled while you had the chance.
Indus's voice had taken on a fly-swarm buzz. Flanked by mammoth, thorn-backed beasts, the Hive Tyrant bowed, as if mocking him, allowing Indus to dangle before Nord upon his tendrils. The aliens waited to taste the stink of his fear, savoring the moment. Nord gave them nothing, instead bending to recover his axe where it had fallen.
This will be your end, Adept, he said. If only you could see what you have become.
We are the superior,
came the roar in return.
We will devour all. You are the prey. You are the beasts.
Nord took a breath and let the dark clouds come.
Yes, he admitted. Perhaps we are.
The black rage and the red thirst, the curses that he had fought against for so long, the twin madnesses at the core of his being. The Psyker let his defenses fall before them. He gave himself fully to the heart of rage. Let it fill him. Power. Burning, Nova bright, swept away every doubt, every question in his mind. Suddenly, it was so very clear to him. There was only the weapon and the target, the killer and the killed. The aliens charged, and Nord ripped open the gear pack at his belt, drawing the weapon within, running to meet them, racing towards the Hive Tyrant. Indus saw the lethal burden in the Blood Angel's hand and felt a cold blade of fear lance through him. The Tyrant shook in sympathetic panic.
No!
He husked.
In the name of Sanguinius and the God Emperor,
the Codicia snarled, baring his fangs.
I will end you all!